Welcome back to another episode of Abundance Allure. And if this is your first time listening, I am grateful that you're here. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about people, places, and things that attract abundance to you and those that detract it from you. How you show up with either of them is what you experience in your reality. So I believe that it's important that we dive into these topics with perseverance, purpose, and authenticity. It matters the intention to which we are willing to be honest with ourselves about what is really happening with us in our spirit, soul, and body. So, let's dive in. Welcome to another episode of Abundance Allure, the audio diary where I, along with my seasoned sisters from all walks of life, can discuss topics that speak to matters of our hearts as they relate to attracting and receiving life in all of its abounding joy and strength for our spirit, soul, and body. I am your host, Abundance Nisi. Detractors are those things that keep abundance away from you. They are like repellents. And I want you to think in terms of a bug repellent, the one that keep the flies and the mosquitoes away from you. Well, that's exactly what detractors are, keeping the things that were meant for you away from you. They are the exact opposite of the abundance magnet that you desire to become. I woke up this morning with some serious thoughts on my mind, and one of them being the ties that bind. And perhaps it's because it's my birthday weekend. And as my birthday approaches, I spend a lot of time reflecting on my past year. And that includes people, places, and things that are all relative to me. So what does the saying ties that bind mean? It means it's a common thread that keeps a particular thing bound to something similar. It is a bonding of sorts. Now, this could be a good thing, but it also can be a bad thing, and that depends on what that tie is. In the New Living Translation of the Bible, in Colossians 3:14, it says, "Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony." Now, in this passage, love is the thread that is used for binding, and that is a good thing. But on the flip side of that, the tie can be a strong man or something that has more power over you and not in a good way. The scripture reference to that is Mark 3:27. And in the Message version of it, Jesus asked the question, "Do you think it's possible in broad daylight to enter the house of an awake, able-bodied man and walk off with his possessions unless you tie him up first? Tie him up, though, and you can clean him out." Tie him up and you can clean him out. Now, this passage is what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk about one of the detractors that is keeping you from living abundantly. And that is, wait for it, that is you. You being the strong man in your own life. And it is by far the selfish nature. Things that are toxic, unproductive, and selfish will keep you bound up. It'll keep you frozen in time and stuck in the past. Now, you've heard it all before. Get away from toxic people. You know, the ones who are no good for you, who doubt your abilities and make you doubt yourself, who smile in your face and stab you in the back. They're the naysayers. They're the bees that are always buzzing negativity in your ears. They're the ones who pretend to be happy for your achievement by secretly growling about them at the same time behind your back. And I bet right now, as I was describing those people, you immediately thought about someone or more than one person who fit that description, right? Yeah, you know that I'm right. That's because they have become detractors in your life. And some may even be keeping you from attracting all of the things that your heart desires and the amazing thing that God wants you to have. Okay, granted, I give you that. Those people may actually be doing exactly that. But let's go back to my thoughts this morning. I began to get a revelation on something else. What if the toxic tie or the toxic person or the strong man that is keeping you bound is your own self? That's right. What if it's you? You see, God wants the very best for all of us, but we allow our self to be the strong man that keeps us tied to what was, what we used to do, what we used to be, or who we used to be, and what we used to have, tied to the past of our lives. And by virtue, we open up the majestic fabric of our lives to be cleaned out by these forces. Not our will or the will of God is being manifested, but those allowed by our strong man. So let me explain. Here are some examples of your strong man. You doubt your own self. You procrastinate or you talk yourself out of your own ideas, some great ideas, but you allow your own strong man to talk you out of them. You are the own naysayer in your life. You are your own naysayer. You have limiting beliefs. You want to expand your thinking. You stay stuck right in that little box when it comes to your own potential. You are your own worst enemy because you pretend to be happy for your achievements while at the same time you start sabotaging your own efforts. And this last one is my favorite. You are always the victim. Everything is always someone else's fault, and you're the one who is innocent of any wrongdoing. When you are the one who made the decision to stay in that relationship or on that job that you knew was not satisfying you. You decided to never take any actions on your dreams. You continue with your bad spending habits and you stay broke. At the same time, you're always complaining about not having any money. It's you. You. Now, these are just some of the examples that have come in and robbed you of your inheritance. And guess what? Neither one of them is an outside force. Neither one of them is another person or place or thing. Instead, all of those things come from within you. They are of your own doing. You wear these attractors every day like a bug repellent, and then you wonder why you can't get any further or have any more than what you have right now. It seems like nothing you're doing is working. And it's easier to blame outside forces. I get it. It's easier to blame outside forces, other people, other places, other things. But there are none. These are all on you. Okay, breathe. Woosah, let it out. Are you okay? Are you still with me? I know it's a hard pill to swallow, but that's what we're here for. That's what Abundance Allure is here for. I told you in the first episode that it was going to get real. Some things were going to make you uncomfortable. Some pills may not be as easy to swallow, but that's why we're here. We can't get anywhere if we aren't authentic with ourselves, if we don't get real about what is happening in our lives. We can no longer just stick a Band-Aid on top of it and think that everything is going to be okay. A wound heals best when it's opened and exposed. It needs that air to breathe. Okay? So hang in there with me. So now that we've pointed out all of those things about how you are the strong man in your own life, you're probably asking yourself, okay, Abundance Niecy, so how do I get rid of these things? How do I sever this toxic tie with myself? Is that even possible? And my answer to you is absolutely. And I'll tell you about it in a minute. To get rid of the toxic tie with yourself, it has to start with your mindset. You have to start somewhere, so we're going to begin there. You must be willing to change your mind in order to change your life. And you must be willing to admit and take ownership of the fact that you, yes, you are the toxic tie that is keeping you where you are. You must look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself the truth, whatever that truth looks like for you at this point in your life. You cannot and you will not progress forward until you release and cut the ties from the thing that is holding you back. Then you must know what it is that you want. You also must believe that you deserve to have it. You must believe that God wants the very best for you. And you must remember that with Him, all things are possible and attainable. I cannot stress this enough. All things are possible and attainable with God. So know what you want and know what God wants for you. I find it interesting that whenever I ask people what they want, they immediately begin to rattle off a list of things that they don't want. Then I ask them again, so what is it that you do want? And more times than not, they're at a loss for words. They can't answer it. They have no idea what they want, no idea what it would take to make them happy, no idea of any destination that they would like to reach. But they can tell you all the things that they don't want. And again, they can tell me what they don't want, what they won't put up with, what they won't tolerate, etc., etc., etc. But ask what they do want, and I get no answer while they're sitting there trying to figure it out. Then I ask, well, do you know what God wants for you? And there they are always stumped again. They have no idea. And the Bible is full of those answers. They just need to search them out. Now, once you have identified the thing that you want and what God wants for you, then begin to take some action towards obtaining it. You have to take some action. Don't let that naysayer hold you back any longer. And remember who the naysayer is, right? It is you. It's the strong man in you. Challenge that naysaying voice in your head, or the one that's on your shoulder that's whispering in your ear. I call it the ear whisperer. Challenge it by replacing it with something positive about you. Challenge it by immediately changing it. You are more than capable of achieving the wonderful life that you envision, but it has to start in your mind. In the Message Bible, in Romans 12, 1 and 2, it says, so here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, your eating, your going to work, your walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you and develops a well-informed maturity in you. Did you catch that? So this is the best place to start. Also, there are plenty of motivational websites, books, blogs, social media influencers to follow, YouTube videos, etc., etc., that are yours for the taking to get inspired and to get motivated about severing those ties and changing your life. But there is a catch. You have to be more than just a self-help junkie or a Bible thumper and actually do something to make the change. So what do I mean by a self-help junkie? Well, I'm going to tell you. These are the folks who constantly feed on all things self-help. They know every motivational speaker out there. They have every self-help book, tapes, and have attended every seminar. They read every self-help website, blog, magazines, books, etc. They can quote all of the great motivators and inspirational speakers, and they pray for a brighter day and a glorious life with all of its fabulousness, but that's the extent of it. Yet, with so much information available to them, they have done absolutely nothing to change their situation or their lives. They have not taken one step to improve their circumstances or to make their life better. They get high off of inhaling the information, but they do absolutely nothing with the information that they have. These people, they know exactly what they want. They have the vision. They've written it. They've made it plain, and they have even created the vision boards for the visual effects. They know every scripture and can quote Genesis 1:1 all the way through Revelation 21:27. Every scripture. Yet, they are still their own tie that binds. Their lives are still in a twisted web of hopes and dreams of a glorious future and separates them from the actual manifestation of anything that they envision. I've concluded that some people just operate better in a fantasy world where they can just close their eyes, click their heels 3 times, open their eyes, and voila, everything appears just as they dreamed about. It's much easier for them to live there than to exceed with greatness in their own reality. So are you one of those people? Huh? Be honest. Ask yourself right now, am I one of the people that she just described? Now, in all transparency, I have to admit that for years, I was one of them. Now, don't get me wrong. I have always been one who would take chances. It has always been my dream to be an entrepreneur and do my own thing. And I have ventured into many arenas, from vitamins, cosmetics, real estate, legal insurance, you name it, I've probably tried it. But none of them were really my thing, but I did try. And as soon as I gave up on one of those ventures, that doggone toxic tie, which is myself, would start yelling in my ear, "See, I told you. You knew that was not your thing when you tried it, but you did it anyway. Wasting time and money. You're going to listen to me one day." It will be yelling at me about what I should and should not have done. That janky naysayer would be all up in my mix, making me doubt myself, trying to convince me to do things the conventional way. You know, just go and work for somebody else for the rest of your life and forget about any hopes or dreams of having your own business or being an entrepreneur. Yeah, that little selfish, janky naysayer. And after each failed adventure and the beatdown from the toxic ear whisper, I felt the need to be motivated and inspired again. So I fell back into the cycle of a self-help junkie, soaking up all the knowledge that I can find to make me feel better about myself and my desire to be my own boss again. But deep down, that fear from my toxic tie would be on a mission to render me motionless again. And I must admit, it almost had me each and every single time. I would temporarily give up on any desires that I had, any immediate desire to be my own boss or entrepreneur, and I would just throw in the towel. I remember one time during the last few months of a job that I had worked a few years back, I started to get really restless and knew that if I was ever going to make a move to work for myself and be my own boss, then I need to not put it off any longer and just step out on faith. I needed to just do it. So in my mind, and mind you, I was at this job for about 8 years, and it was the longest that I had ever stayed at any one company. So in my mind, I'm thinking, girl, what are you doing? Do you really want to do this? You need to stay put. My toxic tie was trying to talk me out of it. Told me that the economy was down, so I better hang on to that job. Told me that if things didn't work out as planned, that I could lose everything that I had worked so hard to obtain. Told me, girl, you got bills to pay. What are you doing? Told me that the market that I wanted to pursue was already saturated. Girl, there are plenty of them out there. You don't need to do this. Where would you fit in? So how would you make your mark in it? It's enough people doing it already. So yeah, that selfish, janky naysayer was trying to keep me stuck again. But if you know me, then you know that I was bound to eventually sever it with the quickness. That's right. I don't take kindly to negative messages. The negative ones are always a goner for me. So not only did I cut that toxic tie, but I burned it and I buried it. Hey, I can be a beast when necessary. When backed into a corner, even by my own self, I come out swinging like a woman who's lost her mind. And if you think about it, I was doing just that. I was severing and transforming my old mind to make room for the new one. And it has served me well. I know what I'm capable of. So when that ghost of a selfishness tries to hunt me when I make mistakes, I just take my transformed mind and I just go to work. I put the beat down on the old mind and go to work, do what I need to do, and get back into the game. There were some things that I just had to take an honest look at regarding severing my own toxic ties and letting go of not only things but people too that no longer served who I was. And I must say that revelation wasn't as easy to swallow. So, can you sever those toxic ties with your own self? Yes, you can. If you want to beat that selfish, janky naysayer down so that you can move forward with making your dreams become a reality, then do what I did and follow these tips. Remember, tips means to tarry in purpose. You want to remain in purpose at all costs. So number one, you're going to change your mindset. Number two, know what you want and know what God wants for you. And then three, you're going to take actions toward getting it. Faith without doing anything is not really faith at all. And as a matter of fact, it is the exact opposite, which is fear. And toxic ties are just another form of fear. So tell me, have you ever experienced a time when you were your own toxic tie that kept you bound from getting something that you really wanted? You talked yourself out of it. You doubted your own self, doubted your own potential, beat your own self down, and refused to just get up and go after that thing. Has that ever happened to you? Leave me a DM or leave a comment on my Instagram. You can find me at Abundance Niecy. So until next time, remember, vibe out, vibe in, check your vibe. We've come to the end of another episode of Abundance Allure. Be sure to check me out on Instagram at Abundance Niecy and on Twitter at Abundance Allure. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to give it a thumbs up and to hit the subscribe button for notifications of when new episodes are uploaded. Remember, vibe out, vibe in. Check your vibe.